K-E-8-R-U-H. K-E-8-R-U-H. Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm up and at 'em. Is it me or is this week not moving very fast?
Certainly feels like it's not moving very fast. The last couple have moved super fast.
Usually don't have any problems jumping out of bed at 5 a.m. and lately it's been, 6, today was 6:15, just not all that motivated.
Yeah, it's nice now, the rest of the crew has gone back to regular hours, so I don't have to be in quite as early to open the building. I still get here before 7, but, don't need to be here at 20 to 7. Like, I'm in the parking lot right now. I'll walk in a minute. There's nobody here. I'll turn the lights on, go up to my office, and start working, where in the summer, when everybody was 7 to 3, or 3:30, I'd have to get here, open the building, people would start coming in right away. This is nice. I've been leaving 10, 15 minutes later than I was.
10 minutes makes a big difference if you're laying in bed.
Certainly does.
Waiting for October, November, take a couple days off during the week here and there. Fast forward through those months, and then it's the holiday, which is usually pretty light, and it's back in the winter grind.
Yep, I got 2 fishing trips coming up, back-to-back weekends, and then openers mid-November, and then we scheduled a trip mid-December down to Florida, and then you got Christmas. I got a good couple months coming up.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed quarter four. Seems to be the best time of year. Fall, holidays, not that I really care for holidays, but time off of work. And then not hot. Those are the big things for me.
Yep, the not hot is the most important piece of it, I think.
I think we talked about this yesterday or the day before, or the other time we talked. You've been kind of radio hiatus as well, right? Morning commute, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say morning commute, afternoon commute was when I do most of my radio. I've been with the weather a little bit cooler, I've been hanging out in the garage and have the radio on in the garage. If somebody calls out on FBI, I start talking to them. But, most of my stuff is morning commute, afternoon commute. But it's been hard because I get into the office early, and only now that I've been leaving a few minutes later, you guys are on, so it's working out pretty well.
Yeah, it's getting hard to make the time when I get home to turn on a radio. I actually turned on my 710 yesterday, and for some reason I was like 1 megahertz away from 7200 on 40 meters. And I'm like, yep, turning this off. And then I had my 2730 on the desk. I had that monitoring for a little bit. But by the time I get home, my brain just wants to not do anything.
For sure. It's been rough, man. I feel like I've felt, at the end of the summer here, I felt like I usually feel in the winter, like, exhausted, end of the midday crash. It's like, dude, what am I doing? I got to figure something out, because if I feel this way in the tail end of summer, this winter's going to be brutal.
NACBS. I didn't think about that. If I feel like this now, what's it going to be like in December?
Yep. K-8-R-U-H.
I think it's all just part of the grind. At some point, I'm hoping I'll just be immune to it.
Yeah, for sure. It's tough, that's for sure.
Have you been out hunting any rodents lately?
I wish. The only thing I've shot this year was one groundhog at a farm that I took a day off of work to hang out with my wife, and we went for a drive, and then I shot a handful in my yard, and that's it.
That's a bummer. That always seemed like it was probably pretty fun.
Yeah, it was and still is my favorite kind. You go out there in shorts and flip-flops half the time. Don't have to do much. Kind of just set up. The problem is you need places to go, and it's all about the weather. So if it's super rainy in the spring, the crops grow up quick, and then you can't see them. So between me not having enough time after work and then the amount of rain we had early spring, it was a very, very brief window where I got to try to get after them. The other problem is I've been hunting some of these farms for going on 5-6 years now, which means there's not a whole lot left.
I'm sorry, I disappeared for a minute. I'm on the phone here, and for some reason it doesn't work on my office Wi-Fi.
That's weird, unless there's content filtering in place.
I think there is. There's silly things that I can't get to or cause a problem.
We rolled that out, and man, what a frustrating project to deal with. It's amazing how many, you need like a, I don't know how to explain it. It's very broad. So you block a category and you block a bunch of crap people need. So then you got to punch holes in the filter. It's just a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, and it's super frustrating. You know, there's, like, silly things like I can't check my lotto tickets because it doesn't let me go to, any lottery sites because it's gambling. You know, it's just silly stuff like that will make you nuts.
People could just not abuse the internet. We wouldn't have these problems.
Well, then people wouldn't be being people.
It's a good point. We had to roll it out. It all started. An executive saw a handful of girls shopping and on Facebook, and then it was like, oh. There goes that privilege, and now it's blocked for everybody.
Wait, you're not supposed to shop on Facebook Marketplace at work?
Oh, no, it was someone was shopping and someone else was on Facebook. So, you're not, apparently not, I guess not, yeah, I know. Especially given the role they're at, which is interfacing with customers nonstop, it's kind of a bad thing.
That's funny. Yeah, it's not a good look, that's for sure. Especially to be caught by executives.
How did your networking thing go yesterday?
Dude, it was a total bust. Total bust. It was such a bummer. It was super small. It was a cybersecurity symposium, something, blah, 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 and there was, like, not very many people showed up. It was for schools were the primary target of this event, and we do some stuff with schools and helping them deploy and manage their equipment. But there was, like, nobody there. It was ridiculous. And there was no decision makers there. It was a bust.
That's a bummer. One big waste of a day. So it was a cybersecurity symposium for the, not the students. I'm assuming there's some faculty from the school there that were attending.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was a bunch of old dudes, you know, it wasn't even like, the unfortunate part is, you know, if there was a bunch of young guys that were in those roles, they were, they would end up being at some point leadership, you know, but it was a bunch of doers that were old guys, which is great for them, right? Like, I'm not, it just doesn't work for what we're trying to accomplish. We need decision makers that are there and want to hear about our services, and then we can sell them to them and help them out. But with basically just a bunch of techs that will probably never be in a leadership role or a decision-making role, it makes it really difficult.
Yeah, that's a bummer. There is a huge generational gap between me and people, most people I work with, and then the outgoing generation of IT. The mindset's totally different, and I know that a lot of those guys too, I mean, I don't know if this has been your experience, but the older generation wants everything in-house. They don't want to outsource anything if they don't have to.
Totally. That is definitely the case, and that's a generational thing. And but it was wild to hear some of the stuff and just eavesdrop in on some of the conversations and to know what's available out there and what's actually being used. It's like, oh my goodness. And I know, you know, school districts are publicly funded, so it's not like they're getting state-of-the-art equipment. But it's like, my goodness, you guys need to protect yourselves a little bit better, I think.
Oh, I know. I remember when I was getting public school crap, man. It's like, we want, you know, can we do this for like $300 a unit? It's like, are you kidding me? Like, yeah, if you want a Chromebook.
Yeah, man, I don't even know if you could do it with a Chromebook anymore. But, yeah, that's exactly it, you know. And then one of the presenters there was from a big company, and he was talking about some of the technology that they have to put in place, and it's like, whoa, this might be an invasion of the student's privacy. I'm not sure that you can collect all this data on people and do it legally. This is really odd.
Yeah, if I ever leave the industry I'm in right now, I can tell you I will never go to education and I will never go to medical.
Man, I can't even imagine what they collect in medical. But at least in medical, you can get paid. Education, you know, like I said, it's all publicly funded. You're never going to really make any money.
I've done work for private schools even, and it's like I've gone in there and I've, like, looked at what they had and what we needed to do, and I gave them, like, a really, really low estimate of, like, look, like, we have to do this if you want us to take care of your crap. And they're like, oh, my God, we can't afford that. I'm like, oh, okay, it's basically cost, but, right, it's just our students' data, that's fine.
Private schools might even be worse because they have to actually operate on a budget. If you're a public school, you have a budget, but you're still funded by the government, and, you know, everybody's stealing and lying in their own pockets. So, you know, there's a little bit more money to go around.
Yeah, I think I started out in the right field, and it kind of ruined me for the rest of my career because it was a field with limitless money. It was managed accordingly. Everything was set correctly. It was a global company. Just, they were, the problem was they pinched every penny and there was so little bit of room for growth. I think I took like a $1.75 increase over the course of 5 years. And ever since I left there, it's been just every year it gets better and better. So it was a bummer, but Yeah, the education world, man, I can't imagine having to deal with it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it can be really good or really bad. You know, in our case, it's not that bad because we give a standardized pricing for a service per touch, and you can take it or leave it, and it works out for us because it's very explainable and understandable, where a lot of people have, like, these crazy services or selling equipment that they can't afford. So it's just it's a weird space to be in, that's for sure.
I'm assuming you deal with a lot of grant funding, too. Does that cover the services, or does it just cover the procurement of the hardware?
Most of the time it's a millage, and that covers the services also.
Good old tax dollars.
You know, it's really a catch-22, because if the tax dollars are utilized correctly and the kids have good equipment and a good education, it's fine. The problem is people are people, and it's rarely managed efficiently, and it's rarely put directly into the educational environment for these kids.
I think a lot of it depends on the district, too. Like, I know Washington Township, Shelby Township schools, I'm sure there's plenty of money to go around there, but you get into some of these smaller podunk districts or lower income areas, I'm sure they're not the best.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine, you know, based on volume of people is how they get more and more and more money. So, you know, it is it is probably exactly what you said. The smaller the district, the smaller the town, the less tools they have for education.
Out of curiosity, how am I coming in right now?
You just got fuzzy with some static and a squawk at the end.
All right, I switched back to Richmond here. I was on Romeo, then I was tried Warren. Warren, I'm no good until I'm like 23 and 53.
Man, I am always shocked by the footprint of that repeater. It is just crazy to me that you can get that far out and it's that effective.
Do you know where that's at? I've never mapped it. I keep saying I want to, but I don't even know the general area of where it's at.
I don't know exactly where it's at. I have some guesses. I don't know. I know, like I said, I know its footprint is gigantic, so it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was using that up in Emily City.
Hey, I think I'm gonna have some of those 7212s. If you want one, I can make it definitely worth your while.
Is that Dell?
Yeah, I'll get you some pictures today if they're in my inventory, and a little explanation and a number on it.
How thrashed are they, and how hard is it to sort? That's probably tough to do.
I was losing you in the weeds there. I think you asked how trashed were they. and how easy are they to source something. They're not in that bad of shape, just like some cosmetic stuff that is not a big deal. And they're still a relatively current model. You can get batteries and all that stuff. It's a it's an 8th gen processor, so it's older, but it'll still run 11. But I'm going to try to run I'm going to try to run Linux on it and start learning some of that stuff.
Bumper-to-bumper traffic, and of course, came to a dead stop at a crater. All right, yeah, send me pictures. I'm interested. I don't know what I would do with it. I have an X1 carbon in my drawer that's got Kali Linux on it that I don't think I've turned on in 3 months. But that's not a bad idea, putting Linux on it, because Linux. Tell you what, my Steam Deck, dude, I don't know how familiar you are with those things, but I use the crap out of it, and it's a Linux-based OS. There's literally nothing you can't put on it or figure out with it because of flexibility. And I'd be willing to buy 8th gen your... Is that 16 gigs RAM? I can't remember. But I'm sure that you're going to be able to put Linux on it. You can run Linux on a toaster.
Yeah, I think it is 16 gigs of RAM. I would have to double check.
USB-C?
Yep.
All right, the price is right, I will tinker, but I have computers coming out of my you-know-what, so I don't really need more, but I am interested in that one because of the format.
All right, cool, yeah, give me a little while, get settled in, I'll get some pictures over to you, and we'll figure out how to get you one.
Alrighty, sounds good, bro. Yeah, I'm still sitting in traffic, but I know you're at work, so I'll let you get to it. And then I'm going to sit here on my phone and check emails while I'm sitting here bumper to bumper because people don't know how to drive.
Alright, man, I'll catch up with you later. I got another thing that I'll send you that I picked up the other day, so it should be here hopefully later this week, early next week. You'll love it. So I'll catch up with you later. KE8RUH.
NHDBF. Yes. Mm-hmm. Man, just got out onto the main road and they're already goofy drivers. Sigh. You losing what? RFK Jr. is on frequency. Somebody doesn't have any packets coming through. My node not working. That's better. Were you the RFK? Sounds like a hut. Yeah, your connection is a little questionable this time. You're about a pack of us. Alrighty, I'll use the repeater. Good morning. So far it's Lance, myself, and you. Well, you're not having a good radio day this morning. Lance?
Double S, you're getting like every other transmission. You get a good one and a bad one, a good one and a bad one.
Yeah, I'll just sit on the side. I just wanted to say good morning. That one was perfect. Good morning, Dave. What's a Santa Cruz? I'm next to a little, it looks like a ute, you know, some sort of a little El Camino style thing, Santa Cruz.
Hyundai.
Hyundai. Hmm. Is that ARP?
Donald, W8RCY.
Good morning. Boots still giving you grief.
Not really. I mean, I turned it on this morning at 5 o'clock. It played its little game with me again, and I just said, okay, I'm just going to let it go for now, and once a month I'll just do an update on it instead of every time I turn it on and turn it off.
Well, what I do is, you know, the next time you, when you click accept or update, what then happens? It just, that box goes away and nothing, or do you see something happening?
Good morning, everyone. It just does its own thing. The box sits on my desk. I can see it on the couch. Trigger it to start the update. It does everything else by itself. It powers down, shuts off, and then a few seconds later it reboots and comes back and starts acting normally, and I can go back in and connect to the hub.
Right, right. So you do see it doing what appears to be the update. That was my question. So, and then shortly after that, it asks you to update again?
No, I just go into my phone and add the connection that I want to add, for example, the FBI hub, and after that, everything's done. But when I go to shut it off at night, it says updates are available. Do you want to do them? And your choices are cancel or update. I said, I just did this morning. Like, why are you giving me this message again? And so I just hit cancel, shut it down for the night. That's it. Get up at 5, do the same thing again, and you power it up and ask me again if I want to do an update. And it's like, knock it off.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the concise, you know, what exactly is happening. And so what I would do is, it sounds like it's going through the motions when you tell it to update. But then it asks you again to do it, whether it be immediately or later or whatever. But it just keeps asking you to wait. So I would just send an email to the guy and just tell him, say, hey, this is keep asking me to update, you know, multiple times a day or every day, or you know, and I keep saying yes, and it keeps, you know, doing what it's supposed to do, and but it just keeps asking me. He might know, you know, why that's happening. I just sent him an email.
Okay, I will do that later on today. I got some banking issues I got to deal with, and when I get all that stuff straightened out, I'll shoot him an email. Thanks for the advice. W-H-C-R-Y-R-C-Y. Yeah, CRY. Yeah, I'm crying over this. We're clear for now. Continue on, gentlemen.
down at the infamous Bray's Hamburgers, where the car drove into the side of the place a while back.
Missed the drive-thru?
Yeah, I forget what the story was, but yeah, some car drove right into the side of the damn place. They still got it boarded up, but open for carry-out only. I haven't been there in a very long time.
Okay, I think I need to adjust the squelch on this 5K. I think where I'm at, I'm right on the verge because it keeps like dropping the signal, but if I push the button open the squelch, it'll be fine.
I didn't catch, your node? Because, you know, whatever you're having trouble hearing, you're into it, fine.
I'm on my 5K into the Holly repeater. I'm at my brother's house in Holly, so. But, I think I'm just right on the cusp of the, where the squelch is set, because it'll keep just flipping in.
I gotcha. Yeah, so your into the repeater's a little shaky as well, sketchy, so. Alright. I'm just cruising along here, wasting space.
Yeah, my brother, he's right on the county line for, he's in Holly, but the neighbors across the street are in Grand Blanc.
Did you say county line? So I thought that's all Genesee.
No, Holly is North Oakland. It is right on the county line. It's County Line Road.
That's right. Yeah, Holly's North Oakland. So, I'll be damned. Okay, look at you go.
Yeah, yesterday was their anniversary, and they spent it down in Detroit, so... Yeah, had to come dog sit for them and get the 3 labs.
K925 Doggy Daycare. 8-1.
Oh yeah, they're a handful, especially haven't had a dog in a while.
Well, you can bring them down here and leave them at K9-5.
That is, Sean's house?
No, it's actual business here at 9 Mile and in the Hilton area.
Yeah, we had our dog, she went to Doggy in the Window in Berkeley a few times to drop the kids off and the dog at the same time. I did that a few times. Give her something to do during the day.
All right, I'm going to pay attention to where I'm at here. I'm in, kind of approaching downtown Ferndale, and I don't think he turned right on the Woodward, I think, yet. If I remember correctly, there's another street that you turn right on before you get there. But that maybe put me out before the place of my destination, so I got to focus here. W8X.
Sounds like a good idea. Hey, you be at mine.
Nope, they no longer have you do that little cut. They have you go right to Woodward and make the right. So since last time I was going this way from this direction, they've changed it. K8BB. W8FP. K8BB. I am coming up on it. Should I go in and get a table or hang in the car and catch up on some emails?
I'm about 5 minutes behind, so I'm still in on it. You may drag your feet a little bit. Hope I don't be waiting too long. Sorry about that.
No, I'm ahead of schedule by a significant amount. You are absolutely fine. Sucks. Feels like I got something in my eye.
So is this radio doing any better, or am I still dropping out?
That sounds solid.
I don't even get the push to talk to be consistent. Yeah, I got this thing like auto-scanning. It's not a good idea. but I'm learning on this. I don't know why. I'm having radio troubles lately. My DMR was sounding too hot and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know what's going on. Just having a bad week for radio.
Bad radio juju. Well, that one sounds real good. Which one is it? You said something about, sounds like a new one or something.
It's a radio I've had for a while. Back when M17 was like kind of a thing. So I go, I want a M17 capable radio. So it's Kinect Systems 7000, but it's like their M17 version. But it's kind of like it's got dual personality. It's got like two firmwares in it. So on one side, it's their classic DMR CTS. It almost acts like a Motorola. I mean, as far as like you can tell, they just mimicked Motorola. And then the other side is just open RTX, which is there for M17. So you have to pick which mode you want to go in when you turn the radio on. And so I just leave it in DMR. Now, you know, when I got used to that P25 radio and how that program, it was like almost identical. You know, you kind of have all the nuances in your brain to program it. So it's taken me a while to get it working, though.
Yeah, too many radios. I was looking at my handheld collection. I said, why in God's name do I have all these handhelds? But then I said, well, that one does D-Star, and that one does Fusion, that one does DMR, and that one does P25, and then I remembered why I had them all. And then I said to myself, I never talk on Fusion, I never talk on D-Star, I never talk on DMR, although I talked on that a little bit lately. So, I don't know. I got to thin the herd.
Yeah, I would like one radio that just does everything and I don't have to think about it, but yeah, people are everywhere, so if you want to communicate, you got to figure out where they're at. So, but yeah, analog is always the common mode, I always say. It's like English, right? It's like everybody knows English, maybe not very well, but it's at least the language we all can speak.
Well, in many respects, that has become the hobby, is, you know, figuring out all these modes and operating, you know, and all this stuff. And, you know, so you can fight it, or you can just say, yep, I guess that's part of the hobby now. So, whatever. I've been hopping on DMR Not much, but a little bit lately. Because, you know, Tom's out there all the time, so. And I hear him and Tim and John and several others are all kind of out there. So it's been all right. Do my call in once or twice. Not my favorite mode. I don't like the audio quality, but it certainly is a good working system.
Yeah, I agree. It's just hard to get your audio right on DMR. And what might sound good to somebody might not sound good to somebody else. You know, some people like the louder audio, and some people like the quieter audio. It's like you try to get in the middle there.
I think the problem with DMR is that when it gets loud, it gets distorted. You know, then it gets difficult to tolerate. So, you know, there's loud, and then there's overdriven. And boy, is it a mess on Fusion. It's the same way. And I suppose P25 would be the same, but I've not heard too many people come in terribly hot on P25. And I can't speak to Fuse or D-Star because I got as close to zero as you can get without being zero experience on that mode.
Yeah, D-Star is interesting. Some of the older radios don't do a great job, but the newer radios do. And it's, you know, it's just like, you know, P25, it's always usually a high-end radio, and you've got those settings to automatically fix your audio, you know, or sort of. You know, there's like a gain control and a voice enhancement. It gets fixed at the radio before it goes into the system, where the, you know, DMR radios don't really have that, and the Fusion radios don't have that. I think Fusion, the way they solved it, they just, let's just lower everybody's volume. You know, you can't, we won't let you overmodulate. But it's the same, the funny thing is the same codec as DMR. So what did they do right there? But yeah, you can still have bad audio. And then, of course, you get the people using the DroidStar app, and that just messes everything up.
Yeah, I once pointed that out and got myself in a pickle with the author. So, I regret to this day, but it was an uncomfortable conversation. Ah, well. All right, I'm going to check in with Don here and maybe make my way in, grab a table.
Alrighty, enjoy. I'm just waiting for the carpenter to fix my doorways. Talk to you later. KFAS.
Oh, hi, Dave. Hi, Dave. Yeah, I'll be at about 9:05 is for ETA. K8BB.
Oh, I've got time to sit here and play. I thought you said you said earlier 9:05. I thought you said I'll be there in 5. I said, oh, I'm early. You're early too. Okay, good. You're right on time.
Yeah, I'm about running about 5 to 10 minutes late. So my apologies on that. And you know you're in Bloomfield Hills when you're going down Woodward and the guy next to you is in a Ferrari. I stay to be out in that.
Degrees according to my thermal bob. Supposed to get up to mid 70s, I think. I gotta run out to Lansing. About to get rolling about noonish. So at least as long as it doesn't storm. I don't know. What's the forecast for rain?
Don't know about Lansing. I was looking yesterday at the forecast for here, and it's like supposed to be sunny every day, you know, partly cloudy, mostly sunny every single day, high in the upper 70s, around 80. Every night is partly cloudy to mostly cloudy and in the 50s, you know, mid high 50s. Like really nice. So I didn't see any rain at all in the forecast. So I don't know what's going on in Lansing.
In the 80s till Friday the 19th.
Morning, Wally. So I should be clear skies out to Lansing and back?
Yeah, just a second. I'll take a quick gander, but I think hourly. They're calling it partly cloudy across the state. So, but still today, 75. So you got a good day to drive. Really good day. Good for you.
Morning, Wally. Yeah, this has been a nice week, and it's going to be a nice week next week, too. Take it while we get it. If my cats are any indication, we've got a cold winter coming. That's my prediction.
WABD. Everybody knows who I am anyways, but WABD. Sean.
Those cats getting fat and furry.
Yeah, for some reason their eating habits seem to have become more omnivorous than usual. And the one cat is, you know, you could set a clock to him on how much he eats and when he eats. And in the last month or so, he's put on a pound or two. I don't know. Just a hunch. It could be nothing, but those little things you see.
The only thing my dog is good for when it comes to weather is thunderstorms. There could be thunder 10 miles away and she hears it and you've got a basket on your hands. There's nothing I can do to conquer that, although they did give me doggy Xanax. But by the time the doggy Xanax kicks in, the storm is gone. So, and then she just sleeps for 3 or 4 hours. But hey, I got doggy Xanax if anybody ever needs it. Sean?
I'll see if I got it. Oh, doggy panic sounds funny. We don't have any cat panic. They, you know, if there's thunderstorms and stuff, they're kind of like, okay, what's going on? But they're not real. They don't get in a tizzy about it. But I know that dogs do sometimes. They don't like fireworks either a lot of times. 4th of July in my neighborhood in particular can be loud. All the neighbors complain on the various Facebook groups. I want to ban the fireworks. You stop with my poor dog. I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. I don't shoot off fireworks, but I feel for the dogs who get scared by that.
I don't mind them. I mean, I mind them for the dog. I don't mind the fireworks for the fireworks, but I'm with you. I'm scared of the I'm scared of the liability. You know, I don't want to fire them off where I live, and some people really don't care, you know. My luck, I'd set somebody's house on fire, their car on fire, their backyard on fire, and, you know, then I'd be liable for it. So, but other people want to do it. I stand outside, watch, and I always have a garden hose nearby to put whatever land in case it catches on fire. I do that. Where'd you go, Sean?
Looks at a phone call, or he decided to go in. I'm running a few minutes behind here, but Woodward is sailing this morning. But now that I've said that, the lane I'm in is not, of course.
Yeah, you said you guys are...
So people started pulling up and going in, so I figured I'd go in.
So, I don't have a reason to go down there. So if I did, I would, but I've been kind of lazy this week. I'm going to have to go do an appearance today and make it look like I'm working. That's my agenda, but the office is only like 3 miles down the road or something like that, so I'm in pretty good shape there. So my guess is he's probably got called on his little professional radio. Somebody broke their radio or something.
So people started pulling up and going in, so I figured I'd go get a table. I'm right in the front door. It's the only place they had spaces for two. See you when you get here.
Alrighty. Yeah, I'll be there about 5 minutes. Parking, go right in. Yeah, after pleasure breakfast, I'm gonna go in the office and remind them I work there. And then I have a car appointment at 1 o'clock this afternoon, which is a dumb time to have it, but they had, like, bring your car in for service between 1 and 4 o'clock, and you get 10% off in the middle of the week. You know, I'm like, oh, that must be the slow time of the week. Perfect. I'll take my car in then. So I gotta do that, and then I have evening plans with some friends. To figure that part out. I think there may be a nap involved ahead of time. Anyway, WAVDKABB.
Yeah, I'm going to step out too. I'm going to go get ready. It's already 9 o'clock. I've already drank an hour's worth of coffee. I give up counting how many I do. I go by time. I love coffee. So, all right, sir, you have a good day. We're going to be clear after yours. Sean, maybe if I can connect and you can talk on 5-1 all the way there, that'd be kind of cool. Sean wants to say goodbye. Go ahead. If not, done. I'm out. WAVD.
Okie dokie. I'll catch you later then. KABB. Well, that was carbalicious. Had a pancake on the menu that I was, two of them in fact, but I was very, very close to being a bad boy on. Oh, I was bad, but it was yummy. Yeah, those key lime pancakes sounded really good. I know Andrea would really like those, so have to keep that in mind. I did not see those. I did not look. Again, I kind of knew what I was going to get. So that does sound interesting. Coffee was fair. I wouldn't say great, but it was good. And, I do miss their French press. They had a French press you could get, and that was good, but they're not doing that anymore.
Well, since you brought it up, I was disappointed in the coffee. I was expecting it to be stronger, and I was expecting it to be better. So it was okay, but I was a little disappointed.
Yep, like I said, initially fair, but the French press they had was outstanding. And, they do have espresso-based drinks. I don't know how they do it, whether they have an actual machine or what, but I don't know how they're, I'm sure they do, you know, so I don't know how their cappuccinos, you can get an Americano. You ever had an Americano?
Yeah, and and sometimes that's the thing I need. I'm in the mood for, but it was all right. I just pulled in the office here, so I'm going to go in and pretend I have a job for a bit. But I see you this morning. will enjoy the drive, and I hope the meeting goes well. T-A-P-P.
Shocked you're already there. You must step Woodward. All right, have fun. W-A-W-T. W-D-A-K-L-L. W-D-A-K-L-L.
B-F-A-T-I-C.
Why, good morning, Jack, W-D-A-K-L-L. Couldn't read you on that one, Jack.
How about now? Now any better?
Yep, 100%. How you doing this morning, Jack? What are you cooking on the grill three times a month?
Hamburger, hot dog, sausage, corn, eggplant.
Okay, yeah, you got all the good stuff there, for sure. Where's the ribs and chicken and, you know, brisket and all that good stuff?
Well, you can't be eating chicken every day. All that good stuff, sometimes we gotta change.
Yeah, I hear you. I heard Waukegan, Illinois coming in on the other side this morning. A lot of dusting going on out there.
On the GMRS, the front torpedo was open this morning.
Yeah, it was open, all right. It was just sitting there like it's cycling over and over and over. I don't know if it's picking up signals from all over the place or what was going on, but heard a guy from Waukegan, Illinois out there.
The band was open on that front torpedo this morning. At the 725. I tried to get a couple radio check. I couldn't go through. It was about 6 o'clock this morning.
I think there was a little bit of skip traffic this morning. KCKGO.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Yeah, you're right about that. Definitely some ducking going on.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, dandy as always. And yeah, it was really weird, guys. What time was it? It was like 7-something, and I was over on 69 over by Flint. I was going down 23, but I heard the Richmond repeater clear as a bell. And I can key up Richmond, and I think I was over by Fenton, so go figure on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I was surprised when I heard it was open. The 600 was not open on that. I don't know what it is, but the 600 used to be open too, but it didn't.
Where are you at now, Tom?
14 mile in Coolidge, heading over to 15 mile or Maple right there by the Walmart.
So just curious how far north you go. It seems like you're pretty much down in the metro Detroit area. Do you go up north too?
Oh, I go where they send me. And yeah, I was up north a few weeks ago. I was in Petoskey, Sheboygan, and Mackinac City.
that's cool. At least you get out of the rat race a little bit and get up there in that northern area. I was in sales, too, and, well, you're in attack, but I was in sales, so I was all over the place, but I enjoyed going up up in northern Michigan.
Yeah, we have a couple accounts, and we have an account up there that usually when there's something that goes south or awry, they call the service manager and ask us, me and my co-worker, to go up there and take care of it. You know, so not only we text in our, you know, in our general service area here, but we're also troubleshooters for the rest of the state. We just touch the equipment way more than the rest of the techs in the state. You know, we're fluent in a lot of different access and camera systems, so I'd rather somebody up there that's more in tune to it than getting somebody who only touches it maybe once or twice a month.
Go ahead, Jack.
Well, that's good. At least you visit the north sometime, right, Tom? Which is good. They give you a fresh air down there, I believe.
Oh, 100%. The only time I don't like it is in the wintertime when I'm getting that cold air blowing off of Lake Michigan, and, you know, they can keep it. Go ahead, Greg. KC, KJ.
Well, I was in hydraulic sales most of my career, and I was an account manager in the automotive industry, so I was pretty much tied to the auto plants. But every once in a while, I'd get calls for, I had one, I got to go up to Sault Ste. Marie to the locks up there, and they had our hydraulic power units down there controlling the turbines. I guess they generate 25% of the power there in the UP by the water going down, dropping over the turbines there and generating electricity for 25% of the UP. So I thought that was really cool, getting to go down there and check that whole operation out. Another one that we've done was the Panama Canal. I didn't go over there, but that was quite a big project for us.
Well, that sounds neat. Well, I'm at my destination, you do, so I'll be back out probably on the radio again in a while. So, 73 to both of you. KJO.
Tom, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. KFA DRC. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, Jack. I think I'm going to back out of here. I'm going to finish my coffee here and get some brunch and get going on with the day here. So, we'll chat with you later, bud. WD8KLL will be clear after yours.
Hey, Greg, good talking to you. I'll have the second cup of coffee. So, talk later. KFA-DRC.
WD8KLL.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember that. Really, you got enough breaks between me and Zed, I'm back home.
Anywho, I'm out here in, I guess this would be Novi? Plant Novi? Wixom? Anyhow, I'm at Novi Road in I-96 heading to Lansing. So I am on TJ's machine. I do not know how far I can carry it. But there you have it.
And I believe it was Lee Flowers called it Novi.
You know why it's called Novi?
It was stop number 4.
No, that would be No-Is.
And I just was thinking about that. I think I had the Roman numerals messed up. Yeah, stop number 6.
That's right. Anyhow, little piece of trivia that most of us around here know.
And back when choo-choos ruled the world, we were doing bike MS out in Holland. The DJ's like, you wouldn't think they'd run these trains through the city like that. And you'd go out into the country and run the trains. And like, you know, when they laid these tracks out, what they were trying to do, buddy?
Yeah, it's a shame we can't have a lot of that still operational. But the model doesn't support it, so it's kind of been cool. You get hop the train from I'm gonna run over to Romeo in Richmond. Hop on the train.
Yeah, we got cars and passenger rail is kind of the same thing in the past. Even in Michigan, you don't really have any sort of train system like in Detroit, whatever. It's a full muster, that's about it.
My family, I suspect, like many, were. Rail industry was their lifeblood. They immigrated from the Isles. And when they got here, they got working on the railroad. And, that's why my family settled in Ohio, because there were a lot of, in particular, Clyde, Ohio, which is where most of my family was situated around. All the major lines ran in and out of Clyde. It was a rail car. Now it's nothing. We got the World Steel Factory there. That's about it. But at one time, that was where all the rail lines ran in and out of Clyde, Ohio.
Yeah, my family came here to go dig holes in the ground. Up in the UP and in the ore mines. All through the middle of the country there was lots of train activity. It's, where we're at in Iowa was one of the spurs off of that main line. There's like a little railroad that went between I-80 and all the way up to Iowa City. And stopped at Cedar Rapids in the middle.
So I can't tell my Finns from my Swedes from my Norwegians. Is Harvala Finnish? Because that seems to be very popular up there.
Yeah, yep, we were Finnish. About everybody up there is EP is finished.
I think
some of the Swedes and some Norwegians snuck in, just like some Ukrainians snuck in Hamtramck. My family, they're Ukrainian, but they changed their name to Kowalski and blended in Hamtramck.
Yeah, started making sausage. Yeah, I don't remember if they were, there's Finnish-speaking Finns and then there's Swedish-speaking Finns. I don't remember which one they were.
Well, the girls were really good looking. Switched over to the clear node. TJ's machine is starting to get a little noisy out here by Kensington, so figure why fight it? On my end?
Well, I'm reaching the end of Holly too, so once they get exited here, I'll switch over to Bert.
You could just throw your note in the car and not worry about it.
Then I gotta worry about getting the internet somehow.
I think Tom's been blowing up my phone. I'm driving, so I can't really check it. He was supposed to give me a location to a peanut joint in Lansing, and he did. And then I heard my phone blow up several times after that. But I haven't heard him out here.
Better now.
Sounds good to me. So are you working from home today? What's being up that away at 12:30?
I usually work from home on Wednesdays. It's easier to predict the traffic going south than north when you gotta go pick up the kids, so But yesterday was my brother's anniversary, so I had to watch their dog, so they were in Detroit celebrating, so finally got time to head.
Doing 87 in what would be a 70, but it's marked 60 because of construction. We're doing 87. The guy is eating my bumper.
Yesterday, going 70 in the construction zone, and some guy flew past me, like I was standing still, probably doing 80, 90.
I mean, who am I to say how fast, you know, you go in that lane? I should get out, if there's somebody behind me, I get out of the way, but, you know, the thing is, I was doing 87 passing somebody. The guy's like, my bumper, like, you know, okay, let me get past. I think 87 is reasonable and a 60 going past somebody. You know, it's not like I'm hanging here at 87 dictating that's what you got to go.
We need to put on the afterburners.
I had a month ago, I was passing somebody and a motorcycle comes up behind me and on my butt, and then, like right when I'm getting ready to like complete the pass, he drops behind, goes around, flips me the bird, like
What's your first, dude? What do you want me to do? Merge into the guy?
Sean!
Probably got a business call. How's it going, Lance?
I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know about ready to pull in, so get there, Phil. You be late. Oh, well, you didn't
hear some reason I'm not being heard.
Yeah, I double with you. How's it going?
I don't know. I'm very confused because I heard Don call me. I heard you say I wasn't here. I was talking to Lance. And I'm hearing all this, and I'm trying to get in there. So are you even talking to me now? I'm just very unclear.
Yeah, Lance dropped it, left a big hole, and didn't hear anything. So, I don't know.
And I jumped in and didn't know everybody else was around.
Don, were you calling me?
Yeah, I was going to comment on something, but I, unrelated, but I didn't realize there were other people around. I didn't listen long enough. My bad.
Roger. Well, I'll be here for a while. I'm, I'm stuck in transmit somewhere near Brighton. Anyhow, what's up with you, Phil? You heading to work or coming home from work? I'm guessing at noon you're or just breaking for lunch.
No, I was actually working from home today. I'm working on some computer stuff for her, and then I'm heading off to my usual Wednesday get-together over on your side of town. Going over to that Ford's garage, which reopened recently. Been to the one in Novi, and it's pretty darn good. So we're trying it over here. Was that Steven there? Good, go ahead.
Hey, Phil. It's Don, K-A-E-B. Sean and I were just talking about Ford's garage yesterday, or I guess the day before. Sean, I was just jumping in to say I took a screenshot of something I'll send you later, but you're probably aware that there's a Sean's Bar in Ireland. I think it's in Dublin, and it is the Guinness Book of World Records holder for the longest, oldest known bar in the world, I think. Something like 8,900. no, it's been a bar for like 1,200 years or something. 1,100 years, I guess. I saw a picture of it and thought of you because the spelling was the same.
That's pretty amazing to be around that long. So, wonder if they've remodeled since they opened.
Yeah. What they used for, did they take credit back then to run a tab? I've been running a tab for 1,200 years. Let's see, I would hate to see that one. Go ahead, Don.
I can imagine. There was an episode of Futurama where Fry had like 88 cents in a bank account or something from back in the 1990s. And it turned out after it sat in the same account for hundreds of years. The future, you know, he had a pile of money with all the compounded interest. Made for a funny episode. Anyway, yeah, it was, you know, it was cute. It looked like it had definitely been around for ages. But anyway, hang on a second here. Unintuitive traffic light here. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, I wonder what the compounding would be if you went long enough. You know, would it get crazy? I'd have to think that out. But I this is you know, just unexpected windfall, I guess, is the reason I thought of it. Do you see the guy that was beachcombing at Metro Beach, and he found a pink Petoskey stone, which I guess they're pretty rare, but this is one of the largest ones ever. Just recently, went to auction and sold it for $3 million.
What? How could that possibly worth that much money? That's insane. I mean, that's more than an equivalent diamond would be, I think. Go ahead, Don.
I think I saw something like that. Yeah, the equivalent diamond to that would be billions of dollars. It was an enormous rock for a Petoskey stone. Yeah, it was, if I recall, it sure was pretty. But hey, it's all about, if there's a buyer out there who wants to pay it, then that's the value. If there's no buyer that wants to pay that fee, then that's not the value.
Yeah, I think this white might be the largest pink Petoskey stone ever found. I guess the pink ones are rare, and I guess this was one of the largest one ever. So I think what you're dealing with is a one of. You know, it's not. If you found another one that was half the size, it wouldn't be worth a million, right? It, you know, it would be worth, you know, probably a bit, but nowhere near that particular one. It was very pretty, and it was very symmetrical, and you know, a nice shape to it, and it was, you know, perhaps one of the largest, if not the largest ever. And it went to auction, and some collector had to have it, $3 million. So, yeah, I think it was, I don't think you're going to find another one that's going to, but still, you know, the pink ones are something. And it was in the open. He didn't dig for it or nothing. It was out in the open somewhere beachcombing at Metro Beach.
Wow. Amazing. Probably other people saw it and then, yeah, that's cute. Didn't then think it would be worth anything, though. Wow. You never know. Anyways. So, you know, I told you I was going to try to contact these other two jokers who vying for the call I want. And I will go to the QRZ, no emails on either one of them. So I think I'm going to have to actually put a letter in the mailbox to them. Oh, well. One of them is local. One of them is in Farmington. So the other one's in Ohio, I think. So, and they're both like, you know, multiple selections. So we'll see. Maybe they're reasonable.
Oh, I was not aware of a new call sign opportunity. I can assume it's one of three calls, and I recall that there was a recent WAP, I think it was WAPR, that slipped through to somebody else. I'm sorry about that. I assume it was one of the other two. Sean?
Yeah, we did a W8FU thing. So I think Phil put in for it on Monday or Tuesday, whatever. So he's one of three vying for one of the other ones. Phil?
Yeah, they say it's Friday. So, yeah. Not fair that somebody else should benefit off of our hard work. Sean found it, I processed it, so we should, I would give you a co-ownership in that call if you get it, because you did the research. So, okay, I'm just a short distance from where I'm going, so I'll jump out of here. Go ahead, Don, and we'll catch you later. Hey, Buke.
Okay, well, I hope you get it, and yeah, I understand we have to go. I did that with this call 21 years ago, almost to the month. But when I did it, there was no 30-day waiting period. There was, you know, once it was released, it was released immediately. And the only way to know is you had to be checking the database. And there was always, I think it's still the case where there's a one-day delay between the FCC database and the public-facing, you know, call sign available database. So the only way you know a day early is if you're actually looking at that specific call sign. So I was able to get it, and I was the only one. But, again, that's 21 years ago. All right, well, good luck. I am half a mile from where I need to be, too, so I will be signing out soon. Sean, I thought your meeting was like, oh, wait, I guess it's not 1 o'clock yet. Is your meeting at 1? And if you're only in Brighton,
No, meeting's at 2, and I am out near Howell, so I'm a bit past Brighton.
Yeah, okay. Misunderstanding on my part. Well, I hope it goes well.
Just hop back in there. Yeah, my issue in particular, I mean, there's a few issues that are important to me, but mine in particular is they pretty much let me steer the boat on this one, so I don't see any issue. I think everybody is pretty much in favor of the recommended solution, so we'll hopefully have some resolution today. Phil?
No, I'm just about, like I said, I'm half a mile from where I'm going, so I'm out. Catch you later, AB8PR.
See you later.
Okay. No, I misunderstood. I thought you had signed already. See you later. And, I'm pulling up here at the dealership in just a minute, so I'm going to go in and get dealership, and then probably be back out in an hour or so after that. See how long it takes to figure out to replace the tire pressure sensors. In the last several months, one by one, they've all failed. Talk about planned obsolescence. It can't be a coincidence that, as soon as the car hit X and such mileage, within a matter of 3 months, all four of them failed one by one. Come on. Really? That's annoying. All right, well, I have something to complain about. I'll catch you later. T-A-B-B.
First world problems, right? Good luck. We'll catch you later. Maybe on the way home, or maybe I will. Yeah, you'll probably be in there for a while. Maybe on the way home. Catch you later. W8FU.
Hey, before I finish, have you experienced any weather out there, any rain? Because look at the sky here, and I know we talked earlier, it's supposed to be, you know, clear and super nice, and it's kind of gray, and it looks like that blue, it could be rain kind of look going on. Just curious. All right, I'll sign after yours, KDBB.
Yeah, I noticed that when I took off. It's that kind of like could be rain look, but out here, no. There's some just clouds and blue skies. It's, I wouldn't say it couldn't rain. I don't feel like I did back there that there's any rain in this sky. Catch you later, W8FU.
Overcast and still sunny here in Macomb.
Yeah, I'd say that's kind of the description out here. It's got a little bit more blue poking through, but pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's a nice day, though. I don't want to work, but I got to get stuff done. I got a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. I got pest control people. I got garage door people. And I got yard people coming.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, there goes all my radio money. Yeah, my weed whacker broke, and I was like, oh, I'm tired of this. I would spend an hour trying to fix it. It's like, what do my neighbors? I get a lawn company, and they're done in like a half an hour. Is my node acting weird again? I just want to know. I keep on testing it randomly throughout the day.
No, I was dealing with a traffic thing. But, no, you're sounding great. Excellent audio. Rock solid, crystal clear. No problemos.
Wonderful. Yeah, I would use the repeaters, but it's so weird. It's like hit and miss whether I'm not that far from Mount Clemens, but I don't know what it is. There's some kind of, like, interference dome over here that doesn't quite make it to the repeaters, but I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I haven't pinpointed it yet. Either it's the shielding, maybe in the houses they put different material, they have metallic materials in them or something. I don't know.
So I've noticed that Mount Clemens repeater, it's got a pretty much a wall. Like if I go down Grosbeck and I turn on the 16 Mile Road, I get over to Garfield and everybody says, boy, you're getting really noisy. Now, it shouldn't be. 16 and Garfield should be well within its footprint. And if I go down Grosbeck, by the time I get down around, 13, 14, it's getting pretty bad. So, there's something not right. And I've maintained that for a while. I keep meaning to go take a peek at it. But there's something a little off. And you're kind of in that range. You know, where you would think you'd be close enough, but whatever I think I'm experienced is what your problem is. I should get up there and take a look at that thing. I think there's room for improvement.
Yeah, and it's not always UMP. It's some of the other ones too. But, I mean, there's not very many nearby. I know the 2-meter one has some issues, or at least to me, there's just a lot of 2-meter interference over here. I don't think it's the repeater, because if I were to go down the street, like the knock-knock noise will be gone and all that stuff. But you know what's rock solid is the GRMS repeater. it's too bad you couldn't swap the two.
Yeah, the thing has no right working as good as it does. But, what the hell is going on now? Lane closure. For God's sakes, bumper to bumper again.
Do you get to go to the Capitol building, or are you going somewhere nearby it?
No, I stay out of downtown unless, I might go to this peanut joint that Tom keeps talking about if I've got time. I left early enough to stop there before my, I don't know if I'm going to fill, this meeting goes till 4, and then I'm faced with, a 2-hour grind home, so I'm really not in the mood to be stopping anywhere after. So I was hoping to get to this peanut joint beforehand, but with this traffic stops, I don't know. Right now it says I should get there, let's see here. About 1:20, which would give me enough time to get where I'm going. Well, that would put me near the Capitol building, but basically I stay out of the city right off of 96 and technically in Diamonddale at the state police headquarters.
KE4ZYQ, comment.
Go ahead, Joe.
First of all, good afternoon, gentlemen. KE4ZYQ. Sean, I think you mentioned something about Grosbeck and 15, 16 Mile Road or something about interference or whatever. All I know is my last time around that area, and I know a little bit about the past, I think there's some manufacturing of different kinds up and down the Grosbeck, actually between 16 and 15, and whatever they're doing over there electronically could present some RFI. That's just my take on the possibility. KE4ZYQ.
Nah, there's no RFI involved. This is just the, I think, the receiver. Now, there could be something. We've had noise floor issues at the building, and so it could be something like that. But, again, it starts with inspecting the repeater and making sure it's functioning up to nominal specs. And then after that, but I don't suspect it's anything to do with interference away from the repeater. It could be at the repeater, but I'm not even thinking that either.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ back one more time. Yeah, I know a while back, several years back, somebody said there was a problem with one of the repeaters, and one of the guys took a HT and did a like a rabbit hunt and found out that the noise that they were picking up on one of the repeaters was actually coming from around the county jail, Macomb County Jail off Elizabeth and Grosbeck. So they pinpointed it with like a rabbit hunt with the radio and HT, and they didn't find, they went all the way around all different areas around there and found out it all came back to that area. So I don't know. But you guys have a good day. KE4ZYQ, thanks for letting me jump in.
All right, finally got through this choke point. Still on, well, still a possibility I can get my peanuts. We'll have to see.
KF8S, what's the special about the peanuts? Do they roast them a special way? They flavor them? What's the deal there?
Well, I'd have to defer to Tom. He keeps going on and on about this place, and every time he hears I'm going out there, he tells me. And so this time I'm going to make the point to go, but you'd have to ask Tom. And I guess I'll find out when I get there.
It's one thing ham radio operators like to do. Talk about food and different places to get food and why the food is good there.
I'm out here by Danville, Williamston, where that tornado ripped through a few years back. Starting to green up and the damage is starting to disappear a little bit, but you can still see pretty clearly where that tornado ripped through, like right here where I'm at now.
Well, fortunately, we haven't had too many tornadoes this year. I mean, we had that one in Fraser that was a little bit frightening. And I don't know if there's any other ones of note.
Oh, man, dealing with another one of these jack wagons that decides how fast is fast enough in the fast lane. Bunch of trucks in the right lane. So you got to weave in and out. But there's always some guy that decides how fast is fast enough in the fast lane.
Isn't it usually 90? I always get somebody tailing me, and I'm going the speed limit.
I think the rule is you can hang out there until somebody's behind you, and then either speed up or get over and let them go by, and then you can get back out there. But you should be going faster than the right lane. I don't dictate. I was doing 86 earlier in the hammer lane. And I was passing a vehicle on the right. And mind you, it was in a construction zone that was marked 60. So it was not just 16 over, it was 26 over. And, oh man, taillights again. And this guy is like right up on my bumper, like, oh, hold on, State Trooper.
Yeah, I always hang out in the right lane unless I need to pass. It just I'm not that much in a hurry.
Well, I looked down, I was only doing like 72 when I passed that trooper, so I was golden. Not really hammering that much. Just trying to, these trucks are going, you know, like 60. It's marked 70. So just out here hanging, trying to get past these trucks. I am a little, I'm trying to keep good time because I want to get to that peanut joint. Well, or that, yeah, I'm same, usually not in a big hurry. I like to lock it in something less than 10 over. Five to eight, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, I'm guessing those trucks are either, like, I always thought that trucks had to go, they had a maximum speed limit that they're allowed to go, but they also could have governors in them or, you know, because of everything, GPS, whatever, and they're required to go a certain, no more than a certain speed. All right, I'm going to let you concentrate on the road. I'm going to eat my lunch here and, I'll be monitoring, but good luck with everything. KF8S.
Yeah, sorry about that. Had some traffic stuff to deal with. All right, get to it. I'm going to focus on driving here because I think I'm coming up shortly on my detour for the peanuts. W8FU.
W8 Mobile. Shouldn't you be at work or something by now? W8RCY.
I was wondering where you went. I thought you ghosted us. I was at work. I took care of a few things. Took care of a customer complaint. Got him all happy. Got a big bill. Customer to agree to pay a big bill, and I'm heading home to grab my little white puppy dog who is running around the house looking for something to chew on or do, so she's setting off my little motion alarm all the place, so that means she's up. I tried to take her to work this morning, but she didn't want to get out of her bed. Well, now she's out of her bed and running around, so I'm going to grab her. Plus I miss her.
Well, you're half right on the ghosting, and the other half is I've just been busy, and September's just a very, very busy month for me, regardless of the year. A lot of stuff happens in this month. Used to be a couple of birthdays, now there's only one, and that would be mine. Yesterday, my mom would have been 100 years of age, but she passed 21 months earlier. But, yeah, I just have a... September, for some reason, every year is just the busiest month for me, and I'm... just busy, busy, busy doing stuff, but, you know, I mean, it's like getting in touch with you to do some work on my radios, and I only have one pair of frequencies to go into it right now, and that's no big rush because I can still use my Wuxon radio to talk on that frequency if all hell broke loose and I needed to be on that frequency. And as busy as you are, this can wait, you know, I mean, and getting the radios out to you and getting it back to me and all that stuff and just all the logistics, all that stuff can wait. Even if it's after the first of the year, I'm in no rush for anything.
Well, it's easy enough to do. Yeah, September is busy for us, too. Also my birthday month, also our anniversary. And we're going out east for 7 to 10 days because she wants to go to see Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. So that's on the plan, too, this month, later this month. So we're going to be gone for a while. So unless Sean builds a super-duper repeater between now and then, I'm going to ghost you.
Well, the radio is always on in the background, and I always have music playing in the background. So, you know, I've heard a lot of conversations and stuff, but I just... like I say, I'm dealing with an issue with MCA right now and Motorola. They all of a sudden stopped taking money out of my bank account on auto pay. And the problem's on their end. They admit it, but I've got all this money sitting in the bank, 2 months worth of billing. And it's like, do you know how many pizzas I could buy right now with this kind of money, people, instead of letting it just sit in my bank account dormant?
Well, if it's sitting there dormant, you're supposed to be making a little bit of interest on it. So look at it that way.
Like, really, is my little peon account the only account that's in MCA? And, you know, if I'm not paying them, I wonder how many other people's accounts and corporations and, you know, whatever, you know, category their services fall under are not paying their bills either. So who knows? But anyways, I've been dealing with that now for two billing cycles and, or really only 30 days because I just got my September bill. But, yeah, for like 4 or 5 years I've been paying this bill on auto pay, same credit card, never a problem, never a glitch, never a hiccup, and all of a sudden, last month, okay, why isn't this not being taken out of my account? Got the invoice, got a copy of the invoice for my records, but it's like, okay, I call Chase, and Chase doesn't see any problems because they haven't been notified to give them the money. So, but MCA does admit it's on their end, and they claim they changed billing companies, and I said, why did you break what? Something doesn't need to be fixed.
Well, that's what happens. People break things. So, all right, sir, I'm at home. Doggy's staring out the window. I'm going to go grab her. I shall throw my call out when I'm going back the other way. Clear after yours, WAV.
Copy all that. WARCY, I'm staring out the window as well. I'm actually staring out the door wall. And looking at an overcast day, but it's a beautiful day, really. I know there's no rain in these clouds, but you just don't know. Have a good one. Be safe on the roads. W8RCY.
W8FU.
You, sir, are sounding as clear as a bell. W8RCY.
Well, that's what a node will do for you. As long as you've got a hotspot on your phone and your node, you can talk just like this no matter where you are. I am in downtown Lansing, getting off at exit 4. I don't know where I'm at, but I got to get from the Capitol to the state police post. That's all I do know.
So you do not pass go, you do not collect $200, you just go straight to jail when you get there.
Maybe. Anyhow, it says 10 minutes to get from where I was to where I got to be. So if I ever want to stop here again. And it was like literally a block from the place that I go to. Occasionally a Motorola venue that I sometimes go to. Not as often, though. Remember, whenever they have a dog and pony show, they want to do it in Lansing. They do it at this one building, which is right there.
Yeah, copy that. I've been listening to your conversation from point A to point B throughout the morning, and you're making it solid into the node, the repeaters, the clouds above, and whatever else the signal's bouncing off of for sure. I mean, it's quite impressive, to say the least.
Wait a minute. Am I? Oh, man. If I'm where I think I am, huh. You know how many times I've been out here in this godforsaken area and I thought, there's nothing here. I can't find anything. If I'm where I think I am, now I know that if I would have just went a little farther, I'd have been right downtown.
Well, That means you're not in Kansas anymore, and that you are in Lansing, and, you know, this, you know, where you realize you are now can be a good thing.
Well, it's, I think I'm on the road that I think I'm on, but I'm a lot farther up it than I thought. So, well, we'll find out soon enough. So I'm on my way to where I'm going. I think it's on the road I'm on, but 3 miles. Yeah, yeah, it says I'm going to turn right. Yep, it says I'm going to turn right off of this road onto the road I need. I'll be damned. I just never went far enough up this road. I have been, and have I been this far up? No, I don't think I've even been this far up. All right, well, enough on all that. So the peanut joint is an easy stop if I ever want to do it when I come out here. And I do come out here frequently.
Is there another station in there?
Yes. Hello, guys. Dave Delcia. On the east side for a short time, as I'm already heading back west.
Oh, stop and see me in Diamonddale.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be passing on the north side of Lansing. I'm coming across 69 right now, heading to hit 96 back west.
Okay, I just, Tom, who gets out here, he works out this way, and he told me about this peanut shop right downtown, right by the Capitol. So I just got, I went there, bought a mix and some giant cashews, and now I'm on my way to Interop. So that's the agenda from 2 to 4.
Ooh, fun. Yeah, I saw they canceled that other meeting.
Oh, the Tug up in Traverse?
Yeah. Who's the other one here that you're talking to? I don't want to, you know, put him out. I'm not sure I recognize the voice.
That is Donald. Donald, go ahead. Donald TJ. TJ Donald.
Hello, TJ. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, sir. I sometimes use your repeater, and my call sign is W8RCY, and I'm out of Madison Heights, Michigan.
Hi. Hi, Donald, or do you go by Don? I'm not sure. You'll have to let me know. The call sounds familiar, so maybe we did talk before, and I just don't remember. I'm terrible with names, so I tend to forget that stuff.
That's why I carry a spreadsheet with me on my phone. There's a logbook, and the spreadsheet is partially Sean's fault. The number of entries I have on my spreadsheet is astronomical. Because there's a combination of, I came from the TMRS world, and so it's like 75-25% right now of those frequencies, but there are people that I've talked to over the years. But yeah, it's quite extensive. But, glad to meet you, sir.
Yeah, good to meet you, too. Yeah, it was funny. My downtown repeater was working really well today. I was coming across 69 here, and I was picking up my repeater all the way across 69 from Lansing all the way into Flint this morning, so I had to do some work in Flint this morning. So now I'm heading back west.
but I was surprised. It was really, I don't know if there was some ducting or what going on UHF, but it was solid all the way across 69 this morning. Now I tried it, and I can't even get it. It's back to normal now.
Well, I would say that we've been running it a lot, in general, it's been working really good, and I don't think it's enhanced band conditions totally. What you might have been experiencing earlier, yes, was probably enhanced band conditions, but in general, it's working really good. The guys are running it routinely out to, like, Romeo and Richmond, you know, out to, like, 32 Mile and heading out west to Ann Arbor and stuff. It's smoking, and that's daily. It's not just during enhanced conditions.
Yeah, I'd say a few weeks ago, I ran down to the airport there, Metro, and, I was getting it going up 23, but, it was a little shaky out there on 23, but, that was about normal, I remember.
Well, from the heart of downtown Detroit to, like, the northern end of Macomb County is probably close to maybe 38 miles overall from where, if your repeater is located in the heart of downtown, it's making all the way out to 35 mile and beyond. I think it was Dakota that was out there up to the northern thing one time, and it was hitting it solid. He couldn't believe it. So, yeah, he got an excellent working system for sure.
All right, guys, I got to get out of here. I got to hit the can, and then I want to get on my computer and do a few emails before the meeting starts, so I don't have a lot of time. I'm going to do that. Everybody have fun. Drive safe. Be cool. Stay in school. W8FU.
All right, Sean.
You can call me Don, as long as there's not a lot of Dons on here. I usually go by Donald because I was like one of the first ones here on my spreadsheet. But either one is fine. Just don't call me late for dinner. And Sean, I need a peanut report on your way home. And have a good meeting. W8RCY.
All right. I got it. Donald. Yeah, that would get kind of confusing sometimes, I think. John. So, yeah, Donald, got it. Check. I'll try to remember that.
You can also call me, hey, you, the guy that doesn't want to be called late for dinner. I'll answer to that as well. Have a good day. Be safe on the roads, and thanks for the repeaters.
Yeah, no problem. I got to work on fixing my other one. You know, only so much time in a day, though.
7-8-RCY, KF8. CWF.
Ah, good afternoon, CWF. What's new in your world, sir?
I ended up buying a couple of ham radios. I changed to an ICOM, officially ham radios, that is. And turned Sean on to a bunch of stuff that he bought for him and a couple of his buddies, but other than that, not too much. I did, though, apply for a vanity call sign.
You care to give us a hint, or do you want to keep it a secret until you actually have it in your hand or on paper?
There's no doubt I should get it. Nobody's applied for it in several years. But I applied for, I put down two, W8BPD or K8BPD, because BPD are my initials.
middle initial P as in Paul.
Wow, you got that on the first guess.
I still know my AFCO alphabet better than I know my amateur radio phonetic alphabet. That's why I went with that. But so what's going to be W8 or K8? And those are your two choices?
Yep, that's what I put in. Those are the only two choices that were available. And I didn't bother putting anything else down because I should get the first one, which would be the W.
Yeah, with me, when I changed mine, I tried with my initials DMG. Didn't work. GMD, that wasn't available. That's either with a W or a K. Didn't matter. But with my initials, so that failed. Then I went with my nickname initials, DBK. That was unavailable. And then it was Dave, KF8S, who just says, why don't you just go W8RCY? And it'd be easier for you to remember, and it's part of your GMRS call sign, and it just all kind of flowed together. The similarity with the two, and it's like the comparisons and so on and so forth. So I'm okay with it for now. If I get my general, which probably won't be until after the first of the year now, and I change it again, I'll seek something different. If not, I'll stay where I'm at.
Yeah, I looked at the shorter version, the 1x2, and I didn't see what I wanted, so I figured that wouldn't push me to getting my general any faster, but now that the weather's cooling, I'm beginning to do more reading and playing around on the computer at work, so that should be coming by the end of the year, hopefully. So, anyways, yeah, like I said, the shorter version didn't show up, so I took this one.
Yeah, I understand fully, but I was starting to read my, I started doing my studying for the general in August, and stuff just started falling apart, and I had some more health issues and things like that. So, and with the holidays coming up, and I got two more races to go this year, I'm just going to put the general off until after the first of the year, or actually, maybe November I can start studying, because I have 2 months. 2.5 months of nothing to do except for the holidays, no racing obligations. I don't even know, again, if I'm going to do next year or not one more time. So I got some decisions to make, and again, my health, my mobility, things like that. So we'll see how the year plays out and go from there. But, yeah, other than that, though, really not much new here. I've made a couple of trips up north these past couple of weekends, and second trip didn't go so well. We didn't go as far north as we wanted because of the rain up near Traverse City area, Cadillac, those areas. So we decided just to go back to the safe place up in Forester. So I spent 2 weekends in a row up in Forester. I'm off this weekend, so I'll be at breakfast. And then the next 2 weekends is a race in Indianapolis, followed by my birthday, and which will be that Saturday the 27th. And I don't know if I'll be alive, comatose, or still partying.
Yeah, well, with them adding Warren Chuck onto the emergency status, that means we're busy, busy, busy. And I'm getting some Saturdays now and get some overtime, so, I mean, that's good. But I took this weekend off because I wanted to go to breakfast, and there's something else I wanted to do Saturday afternoon. We'll see how it goes, but, yeah. It's back to no fun for me because they're talking about forcing us in on Saturdays. Jefferson is on emergency status, Sterling's on emergency status, and now a Warren Truck, which means they're running 6 to 7 days a week there.
So I'll make sure Saturday's visit is a valuable one because, like I say, you probably won't see much of me until after the first of the year as well. I mean, I'll have some time off, but it's just Yeah, September for me is just a bad month regardless of the year. And I was mentioning to a couple people earlier, I used to do like 3 or 4 birthdays this month, including, you know, mine, of course, but it also would have been my mom. My mom's birthday was yesterday, and she would have been 100, but she passed 21 months early. So yesterday, my sister and I, we went to lunch and just did some talking about a lot of stuff and went from there. So not to get too much on a Debbie Downer there, but yeah, you can understand how that could have went. So anyway, I'll let you get back to work. Good hearing from you. You sound good from your location there, and have a good afternoon. I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Yeah, sir. I was just thinking. I hadn't heard much from Don until I heard you today. But, yeah, good hearing from you. Nice to know that you're at least kicking still. And we will look forward to seeing you on Saturday. 73, have a great day. I'll be standing by.
Yeah, a quick reference on what Wally was saying about me ghosting, or being in a ghosting mood, yeah. I'm just, like I said, just busy and stuff, and there's just so much going on. The radio is always on, and it's always listening. Like, I have music always on and always listening in the background. So there's background music, background radio, and, yeah, if you give me a call, 9 times out of 10, I'll hear it, pick it up. It's just, just so much stuff going on. So W8RCY, we're clear for now.
WDAKLL with a mobile.
WDAKLL, WDAKLL from KFAEDQ. How do you copy?
Hello, Mike. Copy you loud and clear. WDAKLL, go ahead.
Yeah, roger that, Greg. How's your back feeling today? It's hopefully it's feeling a little bit better since your last appointment. How's your day going?
Oh, pretty good, Mike. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I think it takes a day to recuperate, but yeah, I feel a lot better. Got that shot there, so yeah, I'm doing a lot better today. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, roger that. Glad you're feeling a whole lot better. Yeah, I've been busy. I'm working. I'm putting priority. We're running at full capacity, so there's certain workloads that need higher priority, and putting different priority on different jobs to make sure they get through the queue a little bit quicker. Other than that, I'm looking at groups of users that are using old software and trying to get them to upgrade, or at the very least I'm going to try and support the old versions of software on our new systems. And it's been a busy day. I still feel like I'm still reeling from last week. So much, a lot going on. But the drill bit came in. I don't know if I told you, my drill bit came in so I can finish drilling a hole and running cable. And I'm confirmed to put up the HF radio antenna on the Saturday afternoon. So that's what's been going on with me lately. I also got contacted through, like, my volunteer agency. Let me break for a moment. There's this woman in Bay City that just recently moved into a nursing home, and she's used to being around dogs, and it's kind of a sad situation. But anyway, her daughter reached out to my organization, and they forwarded the message on to me, and I'm going to go visit them in Bay City there tomorrow afternoon. So I've got a busy schedule ahead. Do you got any plans this weekend?
Wow, that's a lot going on there for sure. Yeah, the work side of things probably never stops on your end, but I don't have any plans yet this weekend. That's pretty cool you getting your antenna up. You're going to really enjoy that once you get that up for sure, the HF side. A lot of fun. I've really had a lot of fun on that side. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger, I bought this radio like a couple of months ago, and it's been sitting in the box ever since it showed up. I opened it up, took a look at it, boxed it back up, and there it sat for about 2 months. So now it's out. It's out of the box. It's sitting on the desk. It is ready to have its dial turned, and I can't wait any longer. As the days progress, I look forward to turning it on and making a few transmissions. But yeah, we'll talk again. I'm gonna get back to it. I just heard your call sign and wanted to shout out to you and say hello and wish you a good day. This is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, Mike, good hearing you. Yeah, for sure. Let me know when you get the antenna. Maybe we can see if we can't connect in there for sure. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you later. I'm just out running around doing some errands today, so we'll chat with you later. WCHLL, I'm glad.
W8FU.
Did you get all 1 and 9? AEB1.
I have the volume down. God darn it. W8FU.
Oh, so I just wasn't, you didn't want to talk to me?
Just having me go on West 96 to Grand Rapids to get home. Go figure.
Doing the loop-de-loop around Lansing?
Exactly. So my fastest route home is 69. So I gotta head west, and then, you know, there's that 96 that runs north and south along the west side of Lansing. So that's where I'm heading.
The 96 do the same thing on the other side, though? Either there's an accident or construction or something?
I think I understood the question.
It was 69 and 96, like box around Lansing, so you could go east on 96 and take that up to 69, couldn't you?
You could, but I'm right here on that leg that stretches north, so there's probably no faster way north to hit it. So I'm not going to argue with it. It says an hour and 15 minutes, so it's not much better, even when 696 is completely open and there's no crap and I don't have to go through the mix and bowl. Just, this is all sorts of wind.
Yeah, imagine if you're that close, it's about the same either way, to go west to go east or just to go east.
69 should be good. I don't think there was anything where through there in June. The only thing you'll hit is the southbound, but you'll be on the good side of that. Is the node acting up again? 881.
Yeah, I'm trying to juggle two radios same time here. I was over on DMR, and I didn't hear Mike come back to me, so I bounced over here when I heard you. And then he came back, and they were wondering where I went, so I went over there, and then you were wondering where I went. It was like, it's turning into a real, you know what.
Top and juggle three.
You gotta get your P-25 and your public safety radio out too.
I try my hardest, but it does become a zoo. KCK Joe and Sean, sorry that you didn't get the text soon enough to check out that peanut shop.
I'm eating them right now!
Oh, you're able to stop by. Hey Lance, how's it going? How do you like them so far?
Yeah, I heard that place was nuts.
If I drop off, it's because I've got a lot going on here, rush hour Lansing. I don't know where I'm at. No, I stopped. I had plenty of time before my meeting, so I stopped in there. I got the great big cashews, the ginormous cashews, and then I got a thing of... it was a mix, Thai, spicy Thai mix. So, and that place is like a block from a building that Motorola uses to do dog and pony shows that I've been to a few times. So, and it's real easy peasy to and from my stop out here. So, anytime I come out here, I can easily make a trip.
Yeah, the past two times I spent probably about $100 so far on the mixes. I haven't tried the Thai yet, but I get the other ones. And I told you those cashews are like about as big as your thumb.
So you gotta do what you must stop at when you're down there.
And I want to let you know that if you're shackled by lust, keep you free. That's what the billboard just told me. I know. How do you come back to that?
Oh, I didn't even hear it. You dropped out.
Was I dropping out?
There's a little blip.
So, am I making it or not?
Hearing you in Madison Heights, yeah, loud and clear, W8RCY.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Alrighty then. I don't know where I'm at. It looks pretty rural, but I'm not far from downtown Lansing, so... Anywho, 69, heading for Flint.
You gonna wave in on the way back?
I gotta stop and see Lance and Fred and Jeff.
I think the only one of us that you actually drive by is Fred.
Hey, for us Southeasters, once you get north of 59, it's all one big blur. It's all the same.
I guess you could have by Randy, too.
So I haven't seen Max in a minute. Max grew a beard, and Brad shaved his off.
If you're yelling at me, I have my volume off for some silly reason. KCKGO. Sorry.
No. just was wondering why you weren't hearing me, but maybe I was in a bad area. I'm at the Jackson, the 127 exit off 69, so I have no idea where that puts me in the grand scheme of things.
Taking 127, what are you taking, 69 east from Lansing?
Uh-huh.
All right, 69 east, and about another 10 miles or so is going to have a 69-96 split. You want to stay on the right and take the 69 towards Flint, and then go towards Flint and then take 75 south. Because if you don't do that, well, no, you're already past that because you already went to Lansing. Nope, just keep going 69 east and then 75 south.
Oh, yeah, no, I've done this route a few times. Today it actually came up and said, yeah, that's the route. And it's not my gas, so, yeah.
Hey, at ACW.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is K8ACW Mobile in Utica. Just installed the radio, wanted to make sure it's working. How do I sound?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, great. Maybe I did everything right. So I'll let you guys carry on. Thanks for coming back. K8ACW clear.
By the way, for those listening, that's how, if you don't say I want a radio check or a mic check or any of that other silly stuff I've been hearing. If you're calling, when you get acknowledged, say, hey, I just threw this radio online. How's it sounding? That's how you do it, right there. Yeah, what he said.
Everybody knows radio checks come out on Friday.
If I check my radio, it's still here. Nobody took it yet. Okay, on a serious note, Sean, for the CPS, I got a question.
I've got an answer. Not sure it's correct, but...
Okay, I got the admit criteria and my archive set for channel 3, and then for the in-call criteria, that needs to be set to follow admit criteria, correct? For MI5?
Oh man, you're asking Moto Turbo questions. I do not know. We're gonna have to get one of the DMR contingent. Contingency in here. I'm surprised Wally doesn't know.
No, wait, I stand corrected. Yeah, it's, I had it for channel 3, but it's supposed to be color code 3, and then I think when I was talking with Tim this morning, I had to set my in-call criteria to follow admit criteria. That way I get the channel busy and I don't step on anybody.
Okay, that very well could be, but yeah, CPS is a broad term, but when it comes to the capabilities of the XDR software specifically, I'm probably less informed than many.
Well,
was that Lance checking out?
Question. I think Lance was checking out I think he was checking out ABAY. So take it easy, Lance 73, and I heard somebody else jump in there. I think it was Joe, KCKGO. Go ahead to the next person on the round table.
Not sure who the next person would be, but KE4ZYQ, quick question.
Shoot.
Yeah, if you guys guys don't mind KE4ZYQ. I just wondered if K8ACW is still on frequency. Apparently not. Thank you, gentlemen. KE4ZYQ, clear but listening.
All righty, Joe. We'll mark you down as listening, although I'm driving, so I ain't marking nothing. Anywho, I like this route home. This is, it's longer, but far less stressful. 96 is just stressful in so many ways. The closer you get to the D, the worse.
Yeah, it's a beautiful drive, and I got to do it tomorrow morning to Grand Rapids.
Yeah, it had probably been faster if I'd have taken this out as well, because there was multiple lane enclosures and things like that. It pinched down to one lane two or three times between Wixom and Lansing. But entering Shiawassee County, so there you go. If I knew what that was, I'd know where I was, but I don't. I think that's the one just the other side of Genesee.
Yeah, it's a beautiful drive there. I hate going through Wixom. I mean, it's always scrunched down. You got the construction on 696, and it's a bunch of junk. Where that way there, the only downfall I have is going through Clarksville, Saranac area, and Lake Odessa, where it goes down to one lane, but still, it's a lot more bearable than going through Wixom and stuff. And Tim, I got the channel busy on EMR, so it's working. EACKGO.
I'm just wondering what kind of gas prices you guys that travel a lot finding. I'll throw it over to Sean first, KE4ZYQ.
Sean just powers there. I'm not sure if he's close to Flint or Danville yet.
Anybody chime in if you want. I'm just curious what the gas prices are running since you guys are traveling all over the state here for some work or whatever. I know the cheapest gas I ever find is at the exact Costco that I go to.
Well, I have a corporate gas card because I have a corporate vehicle. So wherever I go is wherever I go. I can't use Costco or BJ's or Sam's Club or anything like that. I can't use discount gas places. But I have this app called Upside, and depending on what gas station goes to, I can get a couple cents cash back, and it puts it into a special account that I can put towards gift cards and stuff. So. Of course, and then, you know, I got the Speedway card, the BP card, you know, get points there, and the Marathon card, get points there for gas.
Yep, QSL that, just leaving room for anybody else coming back in there or whatever. Well, not to interrupt too long, guys, I don't want to interrupt your QSL a lot, but I appreciate being able to jump in. But like I said, Costco here, over here by Hall Road, 288. Anything else is at least 295 and up, 299, 307, 309, 313, 314. So I'm pretty lucky in that respect. And it's BP gas, by the way. It's not some off-brand. It's actually BP. 73 to all, KE4ZYQ.
73 to all, KE4ZYQ. Sean, you back in the area yet?
Costco pricing, BP, or all, any BP or any Amoco, it takes off like 40 cents or something like that, or 30 cents. So you end up getting the same price if you're at BJ's or Costco or Sam's. And I'm not going to renew my membership to any of those because I don't utilize it enough. So I'm waiting on that card to give me that. I'll just use that card just for that, just to get gas at BP or Amoco. And I won't be, I won't have to go deal with the mess at one of the box, the big warehouse stores. And for the first 3 months, when you get signed up for their card, you get 50 additional cents off a gallon. So for the first 3 months, it's really, really lucrative.
If I may jump in one last time, even though I said I signed KE4ZYQ. I think I got it. One thing interesting, Sean, about the Costco, what they do is obviously they give you rewards points depending on what you buy there over the year. For usually the last several years, I don't buy a lot of stuff, but what I need, I get there, certain things. And the exact rewards points coming back is just slightly over what my membership costs me. So in other words, they're paying me back for my membership, getting things that I already need. Just an FYI, KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, but I'm fairly certain you'd have to shop there in order to get reward points. And we just don't, you know, it's just my wife and I, and we just don't buy quantities like that. I mean, I might utilize it a little, but I highly doubt I'd utilize it enough. We just don't buy like that anymore. We eat out all the time. And just our lifestyle.
Yeah, well, that particular place, Costco, I just paper, non-food products, paper products, detergents, you name it, whatever. And it's not all food, it's not all just not food. Whatever it is, that adds up. It adds up to enough to cover the cost of the membership. But I just thought I'd throw that out. People that play their cards right end up with a better outcome. Okay, of course, you like you. You guys take care. I won't promise I won't interrupt again unless it's an emergency.
All right, that was a big double, and Joe, I heard what you said. I get it, the paper products and all that stuff. We do that through Amazon, you know, just the the perishable stuff. We just, it's hard to beat their prices, even at. And, Tom, I think that was you on there.
Yeah, I happened to step on Joe. I thought it was clear there. I saw a pause, and I grabbed it. Yeah, like I said, same thing, you know. We use Kroger points to get gas off, and with my daughter with a large truck, that saves her money.
Yeah, I shop at Kroger quite a bit, and Meijer, and I suppose if I consolidated all my shopping to one or the other, I might, you know, hit the points. But again, I have a work car that the gas is provided. And so I don't fill up that often. You know, I just am not, right now, I'm not a candidate for the warehouse clubs, and I don't usually buy enough groceries, you know, earn the points or anything. This BP card is going to work out, I think, good for me until my situation changes. And they also got some sort of a tie-in to Amazon, so I don't know if you use your Amazon card or something like that with them, you get another 20 cents off. Money at BP or Amoco with this, with their app. It doesn't even have to be with their card, just get their app, and I don't know. I haven't quite figured that, but for the card to come, that'll be the easiest way, because I'll get that 50 cents off. I think I was telling you yesterday, I went and put 20 bucks in. I can't remember the last time I put 20 bucks in, but I don't want to fill up, because I got that 50 cents off coming any day.
Oh, you had to take advantage of it. Just keep throwing pennies in there until that 50 cents comes off, and then you fill. Then you get your biggest vehicle and you fill it. I mean, Sean, you've seen my personal vehicle. I think at the shop there, and that's a 20-gallon right there. But I don't let her put a lot in there. But my daughter, she's got a 25-gallon tank. You know, she's got a big old F-150, and she's a little bit shorter than you. Drives that thing like a boss, but when the points come off, yeah, she fills it up.
You got to do what my son and I do. Sometimes I get a dollar off at Meijer when I accumulate. If you get 10,000 points, you get a dollar off on gas. So I call him up and I go, dude, dollar off. So he meets me at the pump, and it's like, you know, we fill mine up, and then we switch the pump over to him, then we fill him up, then one of us just cashes out the other. But, that's what you got to do when you get the big points, and you want to line them up, baby. Line them up, knock it down.
Hey, Joe, absolutely. I mean, with the marathon, you know, I get coffee there every morning, so I get points that way. I go to marathon when it's, I get 14, 15 cents cash back, you know, when I drive long distances, and I put my rewards number in there, and I get those points, and then when I get enough points, you know, like you, I get 20, 50, you know, 25, 50, a dollar off, $2 off, and when I accumulate it, I tell my daughter, okay, here it is, and then I claim it, and all she's going to do is put in my code, and then she can fill up her truck.
All listening. Is there anyone around, please?
I'm always around. Kilo Charlie 8 Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Good afternoon. Well, this is a new transceiver. I've had it for, I don't know, 6-8 months, but I haven't had a chance to use it at all until today. And, it's got everything on it. This is an ICOM ID52 HT, and I'm over here in Carlton.
You got some static in there, but you're readable on HT. Sean, how do you think he sounds? ACKGO.
Okay, well, I think I'm on 5 watts, but I don't know how far away the repeater is. And here on the 440 band, that's strictly line of sight to start with, so you can't expect this little thing to do what my big radio does sitting there. My other ICOM. Go ahead.
On anybody because we got Sean WASU. He's mobile around probably the Flint area. I think Joe's out there in Clayton Township. But you sound pretty good, 5 watts on an ICOM. You pin in one spot, it comes a lot clearer, and then you move around and it goes down.
Saginaw, west side of Saginaw.
your neck of the woods, 69, from Lansing to, I think I'm coming into Flint.
Yeah, what'd you do, rub elbows with TJ today?
No, TJ was doing other stuff. Saw Max. Max has got a beard now. And then Brad, he cut his Dave Grohl hair off. Other than that, nothing to report.
Guess I wish I'd known you was going to the meeting. I would have put something in your ear that might be of interest.
Well, put it in my ear.
Hey, Sean, you got to submit every week about what we talked about over the phone, by the way.
Are you still in here? I
think you
can call. I think I could have made both of you out at the same time, but I didn't. Because I'm dealing with a state trooper with a radar gun and road noise and all that stuff. So, Jeff, go ahead.
I just wondered where that station went that was on James Township that was Tom was talking to here a second ago. I didn't get the call, but I was just wondering where he was at.
Oh, that was Carlton, Jeff. He was in Carlton. He's coming across to Jamestown. That's what he said. It was Carlton on an HD 5 watts. Sean, you got to send me that link for that stuff that we talked about on the phone. KECKGL.
Okay, thanks, Tom. KBSW.
Yes, I do. But when you didn't send me the link to the peanut place, I said, I'll show him. Nah, just kidding. I'll send that to you. Is the guy with the new ID 52 still on the air?
I think his call was like W8PKL or KPL.
All right, well, I guess not. Who's that, Dakota?
Yeah, I've been monitoring you guys on my way home. Decided to leave at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, a little early for you, so I decided to leave at 4 o'clock, too. Unfortunately, my drive home is not my usual.
Not the usual, but it's a decent scenic one.
Yeah, it's pretty all over there.
K-E-A-R-U-H.
Holy guacamole, the whole gang's here. Go ahead, Anthony.
I was just hanging out in the garage. I heard everybody chatting, so I figured I'd jump in. How's everybody doing on the evening drive?
Let me see if I got it. Tom, I thought you were next. My bad. I'm struggling. I'm ready to stop and grab some caffeine. Tom?
I'm in Sean's neck of the woods, Maple and John R. And then Sean's in one of my neck of the woods. Aren't you?
If he's on 69, he might be in a lull, unless he's got his node, which could also be a lull.
Or an LOL.
Get around this jack wagon that wants to go speed limit in the hammer lane.
At least you can go over 75 miles an hour, because I can't. Anthony.
Guys, some sort of light. Take 131 for Bristol Road. Hold on, I gotta see what the hell they're routing me. Why would I get off on Bristol Road?
Oh, I think 69 might have a lane closure.
Just get off on Bristol Road. You can get back on the other end of Bristol Road. Just get off and go east.
Yeah, why aren't they taking me straight to 75? Why did they have me do that?
I don't know. They might have ramp closed or something. I don't know. I haven't been that way in a bit, but if that's the way it's railing you, that's the way it would go.
Okay.
It's only one stoplight. It's not that big of a deal, Sean, but I got to jump out of here. I just thought I'd throw it in there. It's not that far. It's not really out of your way. It's just a little bit more time, so I got to go. Okay, later, still here.
Bristol Road is taking a 75 stop. You're just going to go past the airport, that's all.
All right, I'm going to put the mic down here and pay attention because this is off my comfort zone. I'll be listening and I'll be back. WAFU.
Yeah, go right. And you'll run right back into 75 after you go by just after the airport. It's not a big deal. KBNF
WR. Anthony and Dakota, you guys still out there, KJKJO?
I am. This repeater has been chaos since I turned the radio on. It's all kinds of people coming and going. I just blew by a cop doing about 15 over, and he looked right at me and didn't do anything.
I know Anthony was in the garage. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm back. My wife got home, so I was talking to her for a few minutes, but just hanging out, watching current events here, and doing a little work.
I think, Dakota, we got a 2:30 with you, but I may not be able to attend, but I know that Nathan and Billy B will be there. So I got two government facilities I have to do on Friday. One's in Lansing and the other one is in Kalamazoo. Tomorrow it's these places right across the street from each other in Grand Rapids.
You won't be missing much. It's a very, very quick. What do we do here? I know I have at least one controller that I can sacrifice, so it should be brief. I just need good pricing so I can hire you guys and get it done. And Anthony, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. It's part of the reason why I wanted to get out of the office early.
Yep, I can imagine that was a good reason to exit.
I was all local today, Ann Arbor, and then made it up here to Troy at Coolidge and Maple. I was there for like 2.5 hours, and I got issues with a PowerShell on a Windows 11 machine. For some reason, it's not loading or it's not working properly. So back to the drawing board on Monday.
The script's not working or the program, like PowerShell's not working?
PowerShell isn't working. I'm installing my software and trying to install SQL Express 2019, and it says you need to install PowerShell. Well, I installed PowerShell. Still not working. Tech support couldn't get working. Like, yeah, there's something going on there. So we told their IT department, and their IT manager's like, huh, that's screwy. So they're going to research it a little bit more, but it was a rebuild of a desktop. I mean, the steel's all the same. It's just that the SSD was changed out because it crashed from a power outage. So we're starting fresh, and he put in the latest and the greatest Win 1164 on it. So something's not jiving. It's not even in the program features list.
I wonder if it's a package that needs to be installed. Can you launch PowerShell from command or go to run?
Yeah, I believe so. It's just for some reason it's not, you know, my software is not jiving with PowerShell because he uses PowerShell to install quite a few features, and something is stuck somewhere, so it's definitely a Windows issue.
I would maybe format that PC and start fresh. PowerShell's not working, something's screwy.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do. I mean, these guys are, you know, like you, they're sharp as a tack, you know, unlike Anthony, so it's something they're going to dive into.
Oh my God, I hate gawkers.
Rubberneckers, sig alerts. I get it. And on 69, there's quite a bit of them.
There's a car pulled over, and there's a, you know, cop car behind them with the lights on. There's nothing going on. And everybody's just all, like, you know, rubbernecking it. And as soon as you get past it, the road just opens right up and everything starts flowing. So it's definitely rubbernecking that's causing people, like, ooh, what happened, you know? God, just focus on driving.
I like the clumps of traffic that you get stuck in and you just scoot, scoot, scoot. And then when you get to the end of where the supposed incident is, there's nothing there. Everybody just, oh, look, I can speed up now. And it's like, really? What are you stopping for? There's literally nothing on the freeway to stop for. Yet they slow down to 25 miles an hour. Who's next, Anthony? I got to take it, Dakota.
I'm going to jump out, guys. I'm almost home, but I'm going to stop at the gas station. I'll catch you in the morning at 8 DBF. All righty. Catch you later. W8FU.
Hey, Dakota. KCKJO73U.
Where did Anthony go? I haven't heard him since several transmissions ago.
And then his wife came home, and he stepped out for a second and came back, and I think he's in the garage or something. Did you make it to 75 South off of Bristol?
Yeah, that's why they had me take that, because of that traffic jam. When I got on at Bristol, when I got on the 75, I only had to deal with it for about a half a mile, but it had the road backed up for quite a ways, so that's probably why they had me do that.
Yeah, like Jeff said, you could just get off on Bristol, go east, you know, bump right into 75 South, and then boom, get back on the freeway.
Oh yeah, no, I knew what was going to happen, I just didn't know why, it didn't make sense, but that was it, because of that, whatever that was. I'm guessing it's the residuals from something more. Because it had the road backed up pretty darn good, way as far as I could see in my rearview mirror.
That's going to be fun tomorrow. I said I got to get to Grand Rapids, downtown Grand Rapids. That's a treat in itself.
What's about 3.5 hours?
About 2 hours, 45 minutes, somewhere around there, depending on traffic. I mean, from my house to Flint is like 40 minutes, and then it's another 45 minutes to Lansing, and then another 40, so probably about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I was thinking Muskegon, which is another, you know, 45 down the road. I don't often stop in Grand Rapids, but I go to Muskegon every year. So that's what I was thinking.
Oh yeah, I've been there a couple weeks ago. I was right in Muskegon. I mean, right at the end of the freeway when it says freeway ends in half a mile. Yeah, that was it. I've been up there. Nice area. Got to go see the USS Silversides when I was up there.
Have you ever been out to Bay City and went and did the Epson?
I've been to Bay City, but I was only there for a short period of time. So I didn't get to visit it more times than I can count on my fingers and my toes. Been to the old Dahonda train station up there because I was City of Saginaw was my one of my bigger customers there.
I've done a handful of the ship museums, and the Edson's one of my favorites. It's a good size ship. It's not the biggest, not by a long shot, but it's a good warship. It's post World War II, but it's the same basic design that they were running in World War II. They're not a whole lot changed, but they really kind of let you run it. They kind of let you run around in it, poke around and stuff like that. All the times I was there, and the most recent one a couple of years ago, a few years back, I don't know if they've shut that down at all, but you can go poking around and crawling around in the engine bay and stuff. It's pretty cool. Other ships I've been on, might have been bigger, more impressive, but, everything's roped off. You can't go here, you can't go there, you can only look at this from a distance, et cetera.
Oh, no, that would be interesting. I like boats, I like planes, I also like trains. And I got to crawl around on the 4014 Big Boy when it was in the park in Griffin Park. Out of there, 100% operational. Oh, fan about trains. You ever take the grandkids on the one that's off of Joy Road, Michigan Transit Museum?
No, I don't know nothing about it. Seems like I've heard of it, but that's about the extent of it.
Well, if the boys like trains, it's like a 45-minute train ride. You go like maybe 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour. They do a little history on it, but you ride in either an old Pullman car or an old subway car from Chicago, and you go right up to the gate of Selfridge, and then you reverse back and go across Gratiot, northbound, southbound, and they got the track, the train signals that go down and stuff, and it's kind of neat. It's like $8 a person, maybe. I did it probably about 5 years ago, and my daughter, who's 28, she is in love with it.
Where do you go? Is that right there, like Cass, off Cass, between Grosbeck and Gratiot?
Well, that's the train museum. You can check that out. That's pretty interesting in my eyes. But you go to off of Joy Road. So it's Gratiot, Joy Road east of Gratiot to Joy Park. And you pay for the tickets there. Then you hop on the train. And when you're all done, they let the kids crawl through the engine and through the caboose and everything else like that.
You get to explain all the sites and the projects to the south?
I think so. I think they talk about the cars that they have and the diesel locomotive that they operate. And it's all volunteers. I mean, you could pay $25 to become a member and literally learn to operate the train and be an engineer to move the train back and forth. Like I said, me, I'm a train geek, so I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. Sounds like something the grandkids might be interested in. I'm going to have to catch my grandson before it gets to be, he gets to be too old. He's 11. And, not too long, he could want nothing to do with that kind of stuff. Or he could take to it. You never know. He is kind of a geeky type when it comes to, that stuff. He likes building stuff and their vector sets and all that. Maybe he'll like trains. Who knows? They got 75. It's moving really well, but boy, they got 75 kind of tore up, eh?
Yeah, right there in the Davidson area is, the M15 right there. That's all torn up. Yeah, I get that. You also want to check, what is it called? The Michigan Steam Institute. And that's in Owosso, Durand area. And that is fun for the whole family. And that's a two-hour train ride with the actual locomotive that the Polar Express was modeled after. Now in there, you get a ticket, you get a golden ticket, and hot chocolate and marshmallows. That's kind of neat, too.
Hey, let me jump out of here for a bit. The road's kind of tight, and traffic is getting kind of weird. Might get through this pinch down section here. W8FU.
All right, drive safe. I'll send you a couple winks. KGKGO, 73 for now.
Yeah, I just want both hands on the wheel, so. All right. I'll be back in here as soon as I get clear of whatever this is. W8FU.
KC8TGO, KC8WOJ. Good afternoon, Tom. KC8TGO, KC8WOJ. Negative contact, KC8TGO, KC8WOJ, clear.
Where'd you go?
N8FM. VA3UG from N8FM. Nothing hurt. N8FM clear and listening.
KSHCW.
This is KF8EGQ listening.
KSHDRC from NHWKZ 600.
KSHDRC, go ahead.
KSHDRC, NHWJZ. How you doing, Jack? Sound good there. Go ahead.
Hey, Roger, yeah, you're sounding good, too. What's happening?
Hey, I thought I'd give it a shot over here, so I'm getting up there in another UHF frequency, so glad to hear you out there. Are you on a handheld or what there? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on the 10 watt, Wolfinger radio.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, you're making it. Yeah, I'm about 50 watts from a Kenwood mobile here and going into a tri-band base station antenna. So anyway, it's working. So we're getting up there tonight there. Oh, thanks for the text there with the Lions schedule there. So hopefully we'll see what happens this year. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem, Dan. Anytime, really. If you need anything, you let me know. I will send it for you. Yeah, you're sounding good with that Kenwood.
Hey, okay. Yeah, the conditions are pretty good. So, anyway, let you go, Jack. I just wanted to give you a shout over here, and good to hear you there. Sounds great. Always good to hear you there. You have a great rest of the evening there, and then maybe have a good weekend coming up. We'll talk again soon. KF8DRC, Detroit Rock City, NAWJZ Cleveland. I'll be clear. 7-3.
All right, Dan, good to hear you out here on the other side. You take care. We'll talk again. KFA, Detroit, Rock City.
KF8 CWF Mobile.
KF8
CIC. What's up, Jack?
Oh, nothing much, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Had to go golfing tonight, and I stopped by Coney Island to have dinner. Now I'm on my way home.
Sure. So tomorrow another day work, correct?
Yes, sir. But I told him I didn't want to work this Saturday, so unless they force me, I will have Saturday off.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, anyhow, what's happening?
Well, I got my HT hooked to the antenna, the new antenna that I bought on top of the car. It's one of those stubby ones. And I just thought I'd hook the radio up and see how it was doing with it. Appears to be doing fine.
Yeah, Brian is doing good. Are you driving or are you standing up at a, you're not driving? There's a couple of cracklings, that's all you have.
No, I'm on 696, just going under Grosbeck at the current moment, heading westbound.
Well, your audio is good. And the signal is excellent.
Yeah, the antenna I got up there right now is actually a GMRF antenna, so I can take that one down. I'll leave this one up in its place, and I should be good to go for a while.
Oh yeah, this one does a good job. This one is for both of them?
Yeah, this is a VHF, UHF. So the GMRS is at the top of it, but I'm quite sure it'll be okay for that as well.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. That's why my 2x4 does the same thing, both of them.
Yeah, well, I had a bigger antenna up there. I don't like leaving it out at work with the big antenna on it. It's like the stick on top saying, hey, check me out. So I got this one. It's one of those fat, short ones, and it's dual band. We should be able to get by with it. When I put the other radio in here, I'm not sure which one I'm going to put in here full time, whether it's the Motorola with P25 or the ICOM that I just bought.
Try to put the ICOM, see what happens. He's got a good two radios. The Motorola is the best radio, and the ICOM is the best radio too for the car.
Yeah, I also picked up a brand new Yaesu 573, I think it is. New in the box. Gentleman bought it and had it sitting on the shelf for a while. He had another one that he was using. He liked it so much he bought one for spare. Anyways, he passed away, and the guy at work, his wife's uncle, or his wife's stepfather, that's what it was. Anyways, he says, you know anybody that would be interested in this stuff? And I bought a little bit of what he had, and I helped him get rid of the rest of it, so, or most of the rest of it anyways. So, yeah, I got two new mobiles to play with.
Do you have a ICOM handheld?
What was that?
Do you have a ICOM handheld?
You know, strangely, that's one thing that wasn't there was any handhelds. He had four ICOM ICR R9000s, one ICR 9500. Those are the big base radios and a bunch of stuff like that. But no handhelds, ironically.
Oh, I see, yeah. Oh, you're sounding good with the antenna you got out there. I think it's double the antenna.
Well, by the looks and sounds of it, I'll be rocking it Saturday morning to breakfast.
I have to tell you something, you're doing good. That is really exhibit. That is that out there, you got out there.
Yeah, well, now I'm driving up 10 Mile Road from Mound towards Ryan. I'm right next to a bunch of trees and stuff, but yeah, it sounds like it's doing a good job. I've got full quieting with you.
Yeah, you know, now not even all your crackling is gone too.
That's probably because I'm above ground.
I don't know. To me, it doesn't count.
Well, you know, when you go underneath a couple tons of steel with concrete on it, it's liable to crackle a little bit. But, no, it sounds like it's doing its job. I'll take the other antenna down when I get home in a minute.
Yeah, I would do that. Just use that one. It's you know, it's better that one. It really is. I don't know how many watts that antenna is, but it's doing a good job for you out there.
Well, let me figure this handheld for, what, 4 watts, maybe 5. And As long as I can get around and everything else like that, I'm happy with it. I got the Motorola mobile in the house so I could finish programming that. I tried flashing the firmware, but I guess it's as high as it's going to go. So I got to finish that off, and I just got the programming cable for the ICOM. I'll probably work on loading that up with some channels tomorrow.
How many channels does the ICOM take? About 400 or 500 or 999?
I couldn't tell you. I think it's somewhere up around 1,000. I haven't read the whole manual yet, but the guy did find the manual, so I do have the manual for it. but I tried reading it the other day at work, and I dozed off, so I put it aside for a while.
I tell you, that radio, it's a good radio, that ICOM. I was looking at it when they came out. They were $950.
Well, I got the 880H, which does D-Star. And, like I said, it was a nice-looking radio. I got it, and I actually think it looked better in person than it did in the pictures, and I paid $50 for it.
Well, that's good money, $50. Can't go wrong with that price, really.
All right, Jack, I'm backing in my driveway right now, so I'll have to let you go. We'll talk at you tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, I'll probably be out when I get the new radio programmed up just to test it out on the base antenna before I bring it out to the truck.
Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow on the morning brew, too. Roger.
Well, I'll be out there provided they don't do any stupid junk like they did this morning. They had me working on something that I couldn't end up doing, and they knew it, but they wanted me to try anyways. And then I had to do everything they wanted. They came in while I was screwing around with that other job that they wanted. I didn't sit down until after lunchtime, so I apologize for not returning your text timely this morning, and I did not make an appearance at the morning brew.
No, Brian, don't worry about that. You don't have to, you know, the text message, really. They always want you to do something you don't know about. And we were doing the same thing when I used to work for Export Import.
Well, basically, most of what I do is flat. I've got a magnet that I stick it to, so it needs to be flat. And it gave me this thing that was not flat and had a curve to it. And then it had a round up to the edge so that it was sitting on just the edges. And they says, okay, take 15 thousandths off the bottom of this thing. And how do you want me to do it? I can't put it in the vise. I can't stick it to the magnet. I can't. How do you want me to do this? So I started trying some stuff, and then they finally, after about 2 hours, they came over and they said, well, we'll figure something out. They took it from me.
Yeah, they always want to do that. All right, Brian, go ahead. You take care. Have a good evening. KFA-DRC.
All right, Jack, 73. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. KFA-CWF, I'll be clear.